Well, back in October 2015, Ukraine stopped buying Russian gas, citing high prices, switching to European gas instead. Well, that led to a situation where Europe was actually selling Russian gas to Ukraine. With more on that, RT's Miguel Francis Santiago.
Gas wars, Europe, Russia, Ukraine, and the United States. Sounds like quite a mess, isn't it? Well, it kind of is. See, Europe is better off buying Russian gas directly from Russia instead of Ukraine. Why? Well, because it will be an uninterrupted transfer, unlike a few years ago when Ukraine siphoned off gas destined for European customers. Now, Ukraine would also be better off buying gas directly from Russia. But in 2015, the gas supply for Ukraine was cut off when it failed to pay. Needless to say, Ukraine has backed itself into a very dark political corner with Russia. However, they want to renegotiate and resume supplies. And guess what? Russia is ready and willing as well. So how does Ukraine get its gas today? It gets it directly from the EU. The same Russian gas, by the way, through a reverse process that works by allowing Ukraine to buy the gas at a higher price through basically a reseller, which in this case is the EU. Not a very smart way to buy Russian gas from Russia, isn't it? Now, another trend that is growing now in the gas market, the U.S. with its liquefied gas.
For the first time in 60 years, the U.S. shipped out more natural gas than it brought in. So why should you care? It means America wants a bite of the global energy market, and a big one. It's seeking to become an energy superpower and challenge Russia in the European market, supplying about a third of the continent's gas demand.